You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A mental health campaign is today publishing the results from its mental health policy pledges to the main political parties. Yes We Care, a campaign by the Public Services Association, wants a commitment to holding an inquiry into mental health, restoring $2.3 billion in health funding and increasing GP and primary care funding, setting a suicide reduction target, safe staffing and making every home healthy. The Greens, Labour, the Māori Party, United Future and the Internet Party have all committed to these objectives, while National and ACT gave no response. Earlier, spokesperson Simon Oosterman told me what he has learned about New Zealand's health systems by travelling to 38 towns across the country.
The most common story we've heard is that people have said, "Thank you so much for providing a platform for me to talk for the first time about my loss." And that's not just people who've lost loved ones recently. That's included people who've lost loved ones for 20 years who've said, I really haven't felt space to talk about our loss, and having a bunch of families who come along with the shoes, they help set up and share their stories has really helped locals to sort of speak about their experiences, which has been an incredibly amazing and powerful experience. In fact, I'd say that's probably more powerful than, it's been great to get media coverage because, of course, it gets people talking, but what you don't see in the media coverage is those conversations between people and watching people connect through tears to feel that they're not actually alone and that, we're bringing an issue into the light.
And is it a political issue for them at this point?
Well, I think that's an interesting question. I mean, we had a letter that was written by three bereaved mums who'd lost children in the mental health system. So they'd been let down, they'd actually lost their lives while under care. And they wrote a letter to all parties saying, we've had to ask ourselves really, really, really tough questions, did we do something wrong? Could we have done something more? And that, they had to have the courage to do that. And they want politicians to have the courage to put aside politics and ask those tough questions about our mental health system and what it is and isn't doing. And, they say, you've got to put politics aside, do what's right. Setting a suicide target is not a political issue. I mean, it has to be implemented, but there's no ideological reason that I can see behind, why you would or wouldn't do it, unless, someone didn't want to be held to account. The same thing about the mental health inquiry. Yesterday, the National Party said, when we talk about funding of the system, they said, oh, well, that's a political issue. And, ultimately what we want is that if someone goes and asks for help, the mental health system should be there for them and it should be affordable and it should be available when they need it. Now, if you want to say that's a political issue, then, it's just common sense that the system should be there for you. We expect the hospital system to be there for us when you break a leg. Why should it the same thing not occur when you have a broken mind or whatever, So, fundamentally, at the end of the day, policies have to be implemented by politicians. So in that sense, it is political. But we purposely sought consensus across the whole political spectrum, and having the Māori Party, United Future, which are government parties, get on board, really helped us get towards that. We're just not quite there yet, but the door's still open for National ACT to get on board, and obviously, beyond the election, we still want them to get on board. But fundamentally,
So this is an ongoing project for you, and not just kind of something to tie into the election and the decisions people make around that.
I mean, obviously, we were doing something around the election. I mean, a family, we've been doing work over the last year around making mental health as a whole a key election issue and funding for the health system, for physical health as well, because the whole health system has been systematically and intentionally underfunded by this government. The gap between demand and funding, the gap's growing. That's why we're seeing more and more Kiwis falling through the gaps. After we were, I think we quite successfully raised the profile of mental health, a lot of bereaved families came to us and said, look, we would like you to do the same thing for bereaved families. And we had a plan to do that. They really, came to us and said, we mental health hasn't been a key election issue in many people's lifetime. you know, we've got this unique opportunity to, you know, whilst mental health is a big issue, to use the election as like a wave of, you know, to build this wave of support around the issue. And I think we've done that successfully. I mean, obviously, I think there's a lot more that we can do. And I don't think, you know, you just stop campaigning after the election. But, you know, obviously with the election, the eyes are there. But yeah, we need to keep doing it. I mean, there have been people who have been campaigning around suicide prevention for years, you know, so we're not, you know, we're the new kids on the block as far as that goes. But, you know, I work for the New Zealand's Mental Health Unit. It's been campaigning around mental health for a very, very, very long time, you know, and it will continue to do so. What I think, though, is, which has completely blown us away, is, you know, there's the spotlight on New Zealand internationally has been on our, you know, us having the highest teen suicide in the developed world, but we now have a spotlight on the many young people who've been involved in the SHU project, you know, which is a project of hope. And, you know, having students from around the world calling up and saying, hey, can we do this project too? Can we get on board? You know, that's a pretty special thing, because at the end of the day, the solution to resolving teen suicide, I think, needs to be partly in the hands of young people, and for the young people involved in our project to be, you know, creating not just you know, light of hope in New Zealand, but also internationally. I think it's a pretty special thing. You know, Jess Perdue, who started the roadshow down in Bluff, lost 12 friends, and, you know, and she's now made, you know, all these friends on the roadshow, but she's also got people internationally looking at her and saying, hey, you know, this is a young woman who's gone through huge loss and personal struggle, and she's come out the other side, and she's turning that into something. That's something pretty special, I think, all of New Zealand can be proud of.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.